Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
You know, my favorite thing about the movie is, like, it feels like a movie.
Can I get you anything?
A gun.
Fucking threat!
Where the hell have you been, little guy?
My mom does all the grocery shopping.
And enough champagne to fill the Nile.
Hi, Barbie!
Hi, Ken!
Go suck on your own fucking head!
I don't know what it looks like!
Actually, no, that's not the truth, Ellen.
And you did it at my birthday dinner.
That means nothing.
I like mugs.
I want to make history. And that's what this is.
What was that?
Anyway, hi. Welcome to What
Hello.
The Fuck Is Happening, the podcast.
Yes, I'm thank Nick. You. I'm Maddie.
Imagine
and this
that.
Is...
What I just said it was. Did you... Can you believe? I wonder what that brand new intro sounds like.
I didn't even know Nick was doing a new intro, and then he just was like, pick from these. Like, okay, they're really good, so I'm cool with this. Oh my god, it's like being back in the studio. Yeah, I heard it.
Wow. Slay. Mm. Slay. Welcome back. We've been gone for like a couple weeks.
I feel like it must have been longer than a couple of weeks.
I mean, maybe. I feel like we are fine. Everything's fine. You know? Who cares?
We've got this under control.
Yeah. I feel like if you've not listened to the past couple of episodes, then you've got them to listen to anyway. So what's it matter if we take a little break?
Sure. Totally.
I will say, though,
I mean, look,
this weekend...
it's been a wild time, so... Yeah.
It has. This weekend will be the first time in a while that we've recorded in person. And I feel like once we record in person again, it'll be easier to, like, get back into the flow, you know?
Yeah. Sure. I'm not going to, like, crush your dreams or anything, so I'm not going to say no. But do I believe that? Uncertain.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like we've done a really bad job this year of being consistent.
Yeah, but this year's been odd.
It's been a year.
I say that about every year, but I feel like this year specifically.
I was going to say that at the end of every year.
But I feel like specifically this year has been choice after choice, cosmically, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, definitely 2020 was up there with, like, the plague and all. But, like, this year,
oh, yeah,
definitely. Speaking of cosmic choices. Oh, you go.
I was just going to say that I've been working a lot more and trying to organize, like, podcast editing and uploading and promoting and potential guests and all this stuff is really difficult when you're working, it turns out. Imagine that.
Having hobbies is not for the faint of heart. I won't lie.
No. But whenever we do record and stuff, I love it so much. And obviously, you know,
it's really true.
So worthy of other people's time that, you know, we say.
I mean, I totally agree with that 100%. If we are worthy of each other's time, we are worthy of the entire world's time. So.
Period dot. Bubbly.
Oh.
If you want to sponsor us, please do. I drink you religiously.
Iconic.
Zero calories, zero sugars.
Mm-hmm.
Can you believe?
Mm-hmm.
And so much flavor.
That really did sound like an ad, I won't lie.
I fucking wish it was. Anyway, what were you going to say about cosmic choices?
So much flavor. Oh, I was actually going to just go straight into the drama of the Donald Trump mugshot. Because if we're like ranking cosmic choices, that one's really high up on the amazing things that happened.
I mean, I don't really have a lot to say about it. Because, like,
no, obviously.
You know, he's getting. He's got to check himself into another one, like, next week. So it's like.
That's iconic.
It's just a common occurrence now.
They're coming thick and fast.
And I feel like every time they do something. Ew, not thick and fast. I feel like every time. Every time something happens to Trump that's, like, consequences to his actions, he just gets more popular within the right wing. Because the day he got his mugshot done, last Friday or whatever, for Americans, he had the highest amount of donations to his campaign ever since, like, 2015.
That's horrifying.
Yeah.
Why didn't he doesn't need the money. What do they all think? They already pay taxes, and that's how he earns his money. So I think they can all just... Anyway, yeah, that's not on me.
People are like, why are they paying... Why are all these poor people paying a billionaire who doesn't actually want the best for them?
Right? Right? It doesn't...
It makes zero sense.
Make it make sense, but whatever.
Literally.
Whatever. I mean, those videos are always... I don't know if you see them, but I would assume you do. Those videos of that dude who, like... goes to the Trump rallies and interviews all of the people and, like, circles back on their own logic. One came up today, as one does, and it was about, like, how people genuinely believe there's, like, two militaries and, like, that Donald Trump is still the president and all that nonsense. So, you know, if they can believe that, it shouldn't be surprising that they donate their own hard-earned money to his campaign.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Hmm.
It's just so wild to me. Mm. Like, anyway. Since I've got this going, I can... On to a new topic. That's what that means. You know, easy segue. Have you listened to the new Selena song yet?
No, I haven't. I honestly completely forgot about it since you last mentioned it. So,
what
is it good?
You are so aggressively annoying.
I'm sorry. I don't even know. Like, I honestly, the 3 days since I saw you have just all been one big blur. I don't even.
That's fair.
Yeah. I think it's been. So I got nothing.
I think it's been like 36 hours, but whatever. There's been, like, flood of new music recently. So I can give you, like, the general rundown vibe reviews of everything. Selena Gomez's new single soon. Which very much reminds me of... There's an episode of 30 Rock where Tracy Morgan's wife is, like, a reality star and she's gonna try and go into pop music. And she's like... My single is dropping. And it's like, the name of the song is My Single Is Dropping. It feels like that. Like, the entire time she was promoting it was like, single soon. My new single soon is soon. You know?
Iconic.
It was very
unhinged.
Or
like that, Andy Samberg, fake documentary, fake pop star documentary he made mocking all of
pop
the ones
star
that are coming
never stop,
out
not
but...
stopping
yeah yeah that one.
You never fail to whip out the most heterosexual references.
It's really true. You'll be like, have you seen this extremely popular and mainstream movie? And I'll be like, no, but did you know about this extremely abstract and niche pop culture thing?
Okay, well, Pop Star Never Stopping is not niche. It is very heterosexual. Okay, it's more like, I'll be like, have you seen this massive piece of pop culture news about one of your favorite, like, pop girlies? And you'll be like, no, but I did watch this, like, Mel Gibson, Mark Wahlberg movie the other day where it's all about, like, kidnapping and saving the family and I will find you and I will kill you.
I mean, more realistically, because this is what actually happened, is my answer is no, but I did stay up until 2:30 in the morning watching cars go around in a circle, so, you know.
Here's that.
Yeah. Anyway, so enough about that dynamic. Actually, no, circling back around to it, Mum did say the other day, it was talking about F1, and she was like, "Do Nick and Chelsea think this is weird?" I was like, "They do." And I was like, "But Nick lets me talk about it because I let him talk about the Real Housewives," which she was like, "That's the funniest dynamic ever, considering gender norms, I mean, suppose." So
that's true. That is true. But that's also, yeah, that's true. There's only two genders, the F1 girly or the Real Housewives gay. That's the new, that's,
if that no, we'll call true, that, the world
that's
will
not
be
the gender binary. That's not the gender binary. We'll call that the friendship binary. There has to be a girl
I love that. That's cute.
Who's into tomboy things and a gay who's into girl things.
That's cute. I love it. Perfect. This Speaking is why our friendship works so well. Yeah.
New York continues to be fantastic, and 11 out of 10, if anyone wants to jump in, see the new season is the easiest way to jump in because it's a whole new cast, so do it.
Is this the one? Oh, no, it's not.
What?
I was going to say, is this the one where someone's, like, arrested in real time, but that, if it's a new cast, then I would assume
no,
it's
that
not.
Was Salt Lake City. You watched season one of Salt Lake City. And
I watched a few episodes of it, and it popped off.
You really need to watch season two, because season two is one of the best seasons of television of all time, because it's so insane.
Yeah.
Anyway, fair. Selena Gomez's new single soon.
Right, yes.
Is not a good song.
Oh!
However, I've had it on repeat since Friday.
Interesting.
Like, I literally, I know all the words. Good? It's 2 minutes 50 long, because it's like the most generic pop song I've ever heard, but that just means that it's catchy and fun and boppy, you know?
Yeah, I do. Okay, I'm downloading it now, because I love generic
Like, literally,
pop.
The chorus is like, I'm a date who I wanna, stay out late if I wanna, I'm a do what I wanna do. You know, like,
that's it?
It's not exactly poetry. Well, no, that's like the hook in the chorus. It's like, actually, it's worse. It's, I'm picking out this dress, I'm trying on these shoes, because I'll be single soon.
I mean, at least it vaguely rhymes.
Yeah, it's like, I really enjoy it, and I love it, and it'll probably be like my top listen to song of the year. But I'm able to acknowledge that it's, like, not revolutionary.
Aggressively average.
Or particularly good. But it's camp. I think it's camp. Anyway.
I mean, the album cover is very camp, so.
The album cover is very mid to late
2000s. Early 2000s. Yeah, yes.
And that's because it was taken on the set of a music video. And the music video, by the way, is literally just, like, an early 2010s, late 2000s music video where it's, like, the girl going out clubbing and just, like, dancing and, like, smiling at the camera and, like, slowly turning her head and moving her hair to the camera and stuff like that. Like, it's so cliche that it's everything to me. Also, like,
she really said, I'm sick of pop culture at the moment. I'm bringing us back.
Yeah, I'm going to get hashtag white girl wasted.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
The year of Barbie.
In the year of Barbie. The only thing I have to say is, like, is it like Selena Gomez isn't, like, a great singer, right?
I mean, I would say she's pretty good. I wouldn't say she's, like, Adele, but, like, I wouldn't say she's, like, this is going to sound really funny, but it's such a, she kind of reminds me, it's like Taylor Swift. It's like, they're really good. They can hold a tune. It's like, they have an interesting voice and it's good to listen to, but they're not like traditionally what you would call like an amazing vocalist, you know?
I disagree about Taylor because I think Taylor can like hold her own when it's just like a guitar and her singing and it's still really good.
Yeah. Oh, whereas, and you think Selena can't though?
No, I don't think she could. I think Selena, there's a reason that all of her most popular songs have her doing like a weird vocal thing. Does that, that doesn't make sense. But wait, I'll try and, what are our top singles?
Yeah. Like, I yeah, think so Taylor like, Swift is an amazing, like, is a very good vocalist. But I also think that Selena is a pretty good vocalist. Like, I don't think she's, like, bad. She's not, like...
I don't think she's bad. But if you think I of, like, think Same of Old Love, example. Hands to Myself... Bad Liar, We Don't Talk Anymore. They've all got, like, weird... the choruses where they're meant to be, like, strong, like, big Katy Perry raw moments. It's, like, a weird whisper or, like, a weird talking, singing moment. Does like that make sense? Like a
synthy kind of, yeah, synthy vibe. Yeah, I guess. I guess, but I don't think
that Or, like,
that
a weird, means... like, vocal fry. I don't know. With, like... In Single Soon, it's very much, like, she does, like, a talk sing for, like, the entire verse, like, all of the verses. And then at the end of the verse, it has, like, this weird inflection that makes it sound like she's singing really flat.
Interesting.
Because it's like, wait. Yeah, so, like, the first line of the song is, should I do it on the phone? So it's like, should I do it on the phone? But it's like... Does that make sense? Do you get what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Should
yeah.
I leave a little note in the pocket of his coat? It's like that. I don't know. It sounds kind of weird to me. But again, I think it's Slay.
Interesting. I mean, I'd have to listen to make an informed decision. But I honestly think that there are just so many different ways to categorize what a good and a bad singer is. Because you can be like, oh, well, this singer puts a lot of emotion into their voice. Or, oh, this singer is, like, really talented in terms of the actual, like, is really good at hitting a note. Or this singer is really good at belting. Or this singer has an interesting inflection to their voice. So it's like how do you even... say
but she doesn't
who was
have
good
a
and who was bad, you
consistent
know?
Gimmick.
Yeah, but that doesn't make her a bad singer. That just makes her badly managed.
Well, no, I don't objectively think she's a bad singer. Like, Lose You to Love Me proves that she's probably a good singer. I just think that all of the singles and like
so good.
Songs that she ends up writing and performing, all the songs she chooses are like she chooses. Odd choices.
I think they're badly produced. And well, not badly. They're produced.
They're not good showcases, yeah. Is perhaps what I should say.
Yeah. That's fair.
Why is
I'm
your internet
glad
so bad
really
today?
Took a deep dive into that. Oh, it's a whole thing.
Anyway.
I don't want to go into it. It's such a long story.
It's fine. You're just really delayed. Another yeah, new song is Don't... Well, I'm not. We know that you're the one with the bad internet, so you're the one who's delayed, not me.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, to me. Anyway.
Bitch. Another new song that's released is Doja Cat's new single, Paint the Town Red.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really good song. I really enjoy it. But it sounds like it could be off her debut album or literally, like, be a companion to any of her other music, which is annoying specifically because she spent so long this album cycle being her Scarlet persona, where she's doesn't give a fuck about her fans and she's bad and she doesn't do pop music anymore. And I'm like, well, then why is your lead single a pop song that fits into the rest of your discography flawlessly?
I'm not going to lie. Not that I'm a particularly good, like, litmus test for what is and isn't popular. But I'm not going to lie. I did not even realize the song had come out. Like, haven't heard it.
Well, I think.
Haven't heard a thing about it.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's very much a, I don't know. Like, it's turned me off even more so because someone who I thought used art to express creativity and to express their, like, emotion and shit has just been using art as a marketing ploy for this, the past, like, 6 months. And I don't know, I think that's really transparent and really gross and turning off-y. Because for the rest of her career, she has very much been, like, if she's done something controversial or whatever, it's in the name of art. And genuinely in the name of the stuff that she's releasing and the stuff that she wants to make and all that. This has just been like, I'm a bad bitch who hates my fans and is horrible to everyone. But it's just a marketing ploy. And it's not actually reflected in the stuff that she's doing. So I'm like, I don't know, that turns me off even more, but whatever.
I totally understand that there's like an escalation between this and what I'm about to bring it up. But it almost is kind of like this Lizzo stuff where she's like marketed herself as this one thing, and then it turns out behind the scenes it's like a completely different story.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I guess. No, I see what you mean. You're saying that it's like, part of Lizzo's image was like the positive attitude and the make everyone feel good and spread love, not hate. And then this stuff with her lawsuit makes it seem like all of that was just marketing and just a brand. And
yeah,
it doesn't, her music doesn't hit the same now, if that makes sense. I do find myself skipping her songs.
Interesting. I mean, I don't have any in my current playlist anyway, so I can't say one way or the other what I would be doing, but
go off. The next new song is Bad Idea, Right by Olivia Rodrigo. This one's not for me. I don't really like it. It's just not for me.
Oh, I agree.
I don't think I'm the target audience.
I listened to it once. Yeah, I listened to it once and I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Which is funny because Vampire like changed my life. I was like, this is the greatest Vampire's song phenomenal. Of all time.
Yeah.
And then it was followed up with this.
No, I agree.
And I think, honestly, I don't think it's that it's a bad song. I actually just think because it's so much like the first album, it's kind of just a bit like, oh, okay.
Not no. I think even more so is the fact that it feels like, I know that it was like an artistic choice of her to make it like the music and the actual singing be like the same volume, but like I don't want to listen to a worse version of Good For You where I can't even hear the lyrics.
Yeah.
And I can't hear the lyrics. True. And I'm not like that old. I'm only 25.
There were definitely some choices that were made. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Having said that, I think if this new album has one skip on it, then that's still incredible.
It's really true. Interesting that it would be one of the singles, but whatever. That's not for us to decide.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, reserve judgment until the album comes out.
Didn't she say Taylor Swift was like her idol growing up? So maybe she's just like, well, choosing bad lead singles was worked for Taylor.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
Never know. Renee Rapp's new album's out. It's really slay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this one's really left field.
Okay.
but, and I can't believe I'm saying it, but I am an Addison Rae stan, officially.
Interesting. I will reserve judgment. I'll fix my face because I am not, I'm a feminist girly, so tell me why you think this.
Well, I mean, it's not like she's done, she's just been like, the only reason the general public doesn't like Addison Rae is because she's a TikTok girly who's like a little bit cringe in her past, which like, yeah. Whatever. But basically, like I think like a year ago, 2 years ago, she tried to launch her music career with like, one of the major labels, and she released, mm-hmm. I think, one or two singles, and then all of her, the rest of her EP got leaked, and
oh.
I guess it was like a morale thing or something, but basically, they cancelled the releases of all of it, and she's not released any music since.
Oh, but then, that's sad.
But then a few weeks ago, she signed a new record deal, and she announced, and the fans, so they, she kind of became like a micro celebrity in the gay community, where mm-hmm. her, the leaks of her songs were like really pop girly, like fun, you know, crazy.
Yeah.
And anyway, so she signed to a new label, and they've decided to release, the songs that leaked, basically, the four songs that leaked as an EP.
Oh, nice.
And that's just come out 2 weeks ago. It's got four songs. Mm. And all four of the songs slap.
Do they really?
They're all genuinely good. They're all genuinely good and genuinely fun and like...
Okay.
Camp and like hard
pop. I can fuck with that.
And you know I respect it when girlies go full pop.
I do. Who doesn't? Because it is iconic.
In fact, one of the songs, it's called Nothing On But The Radio. And it's actually a demo. Basically, Gaga wrote and recorded it as a demo for her first album, The Fame. And she chose not to add it to the album.
Interesting.
And then, like, 15 years later... it got offered to Addison, and she chose to do it, and it's an absolute bop. It's very cute and fun and fresh.
I mean, learning that makes your obsession with her make a lot more sense to me, so.
It makes the... Yeah, well, anyway, she has, like, a song with Charlie XCX on it, so, like, it makes sense that her music is queer-friendly.
It does. That's weird.
But yeah, I would highly recommend listening to Addison Rae's EP, because it's really good.
Okay, alright. I'll give it a go.
the other song... Well, see, I feel like people... this one actually annoys me. So Miley released the music video for Used to Be Young, and is now claiming it's a single and sent to the radio and stuff.
Yeah.
99% of the population seems to believe that this is a brand new song... previously unreleased and is a brand new single. That's not the truth, Ellen, because Used to Be Young is a song off her latest album, Endless Summer Vacation, which the lead single from that is Flowers, which was like the biggest song in the world for like 2 months.
Yeah.
All this tells me is that everyone listened to Flowers and then no one listened to her album.
I think that's probably fairly accurate. I don't think that album was marketed particularly well, though. I won't lie. The single was marketed well. I don't think the album was marketed particularly. I honestly didn't even know when it came out. And then this single has now also been marketed really well, which is why everyone thinks it's just a brand new song, right? I even thought it was a brand new song.
Yeah, I know. I'll just slap you. No, you it's did. Number four. It's track four on Endless Summer Vacation, which was released on the 10th of March.
Whack. That was a long time ago.
Now, it's a 13-song album.
Mm-hmm.
And out of the 13 songs, I think you would like Flowers, Jaded, Rose Colored Lenses, Used to Be Young, You, River, Muddy Feet, Wildcard, Wonder Woman. So you would like nine out of the 13 like, songs, which is...
I was going to say, that was like 10 songs.
Yeah. The rest of them, I'm not sure you'd like, funny. But... That's a pretty good percentage of songs that you would like.
I'll in my opinion. To it and I'll report back to you. Just so you can find out.
I mean, you're not going to, so don't say that.
I won't, but I think maybe as a motivation of trying to see if you will write or not is a pretty good one, so.
Well, no, you should, for the sake of the podcast, do your homework.
Yeah. Bitch. I mean, when have you ever known me to do anything for the sake of basically anything other than my own pleasure?
It's really annoying when I try to get you to review something for the podcast and you don't do it. So fucking do it. It's the only time I've ever gotten mad at you is when you don't do it. Anyway.
Yeah. That's true. Through the screen.
There's a couple of songs on here that actually sound a lot like, I can't remember the name of the album. You know JoJo's album that we were obsessed to in college? Good.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, so quite a few of the songs sound... I also think it might have been subtitled. No, it wasn't. It was called Mad Love. Okay. Oh. Whoops. Well, one, everyone, if you haven't listened to JoJo's 2016 album, Mad Love, you should, because it's fucking a masterpiece.
That was good. That was a masterpiece.
But then secondly, if you've listened to it and you like it, you will also probably like Miley Cyrus's latest album. So there's that.
Okay. I believe you.
Okay, I have... Well, I don't have anything. I want to talk about the Scooter Braun stuff.
Okay, do you need to put the
How much do you know?
Music in?
Oh, okay. Okay, Scooter Braun. How much do you know? Do you know enough to be able to explain the situation?
Well, shall I just try and then you can say, Madison, you're so wrong?
Sure.
Okay, so, the Madison version of what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Well, firstly, it started with, I think, how do you say her name? Idina Menzel? She parted ways with Scooter 6 months ago, but no one knew, right? This only came out after it was revealed that Demi and Ariana have parted ways with Scooter Braun, Demi Lovato and Ariana Grande, that would be for people who for some reason don't know. Also, there are rumors that Justin has left as well, but they're kind of unconfirmed. And for a little while, people were like, oh, is there like some criminal investigation going on here? And then people switched around to being like, oh, I think this is just because he's a bad manager and I don't know what happened since then. So that's really all I know.
Oh, well. I mean, sort of, I guess you got things right. But basically what happened was like 2 weeks ago, there was all these rumors and articles coming out that Justin Bieber was planning on parting ways with Scooter Braun.
Oh, that happened first.
Yeah, so allegedly, a lot of it has to do with the fact that, I don't know if you remember, but he had, like, a world tour that was meant to happen, and then he got, sick.
Yeah, he cancelled it, right? Yeah, something. Yes.
And he cancelled it.
Yeah,
so basically, he went into, like, a ton of debt. Like, millions upon millions upon millions worth of debt because of this tour being cancelled. And Scooter, as his manager, was meant to, like, put things in place to protect him in this case, if this would happen, and like work to help him get his money back and pay the staff off and all that thing, but he couldn't. So then in the end, Scooter Braun just ended up organizing a deal between Justin and this company that basically buys the rights to the masters of different artists' music.
Right.
Basically, as a way, just like an investment thing.
Interesting, so which is Bieber obviously also that's why he sold his stuff, right? Interesting.
Yeah, so Justin Bieber sold the rights to all of his masters to this company who just invests in that stuff.
That's so interesting, because I remember that, when that happened, everyone like, was like, why would he do this? 100
million or something.
Because he didn't get, didn't make any, like, he didn't get any money. It was a really shitty deal where Scooter, like, got most of the money or something. I don't even remember. But people were like, this is so weird. Why would he do this? That's obviously why.
Yeah, it was to pay off the debt from the cancelled tour. But anyway, all this is coming out. There's like, any day now, we're going to find out that Justin's left Scooter Braun and fired him and all this stuff. And then sneak attack. There was no news on the Justin Bieber front for like a week, but what we did hear was that just Ariana Grande and Demi Lovato both abruptly left him. Parted ways with him as their manager. In the same, like, within a couple of days, and then within, like, another day, Idina Menzel, Adele Dazeem, dropped him, which...
Yeah.
That's so random and weird. I don't even know why he was managing her in the first place. And then a few days after that, it came out that Carly Rae Jepsen also dropped him.
Interesting. I didn't know about that one. Kid Leroy, I think I heard, had done as well, but I didn't know about Miss Carly Rae.
So all of these celebrities are dropping him. It's really abrupt, really random. I guess ultimately we don't really know if he was like, if he's like finishing the producing career and focusing on other things, or
Because something's about to come out. Well, because I saw all these articles where, like, people were like, oh, I think it's a bad management thing because he's putting so much of his focus on K-pop because he did that weird merger with a company. I don't really know a lot of details about that, so that's that. But I was like, okay, even if that's true, why would all of these people drop him in the space of a week? Like, that contracts don't just all end in the same week. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Like, and there are only so many ways that you can get out of a contract, right? So, like, there are only so many reasons why you could.
No, I agree. And
being unsatisfied is not really one of them. So,
I
don't know.
And I think personally, I do. I still think that something's going to come out. And I say that because it looks like there's bad blood between all of these artists and Scooter. For example, Ariana Grande, who in the past has, like, praised him and been really close with him and stuff, has completely unfollowed him and his family and all of that stuff on social media and all that. Like,
interesting.
That would lead me to believe if there's not bad blood for other, like, personal reasons, then there's bad blood because something's going to come out about him mismanaging people or doing tax fraud or some random shit like that.
I also read an article about the Ariana thing specifically being like, they've been really upset, her team have been really upset because of obviously all of the personal scandals that have been going on with her recently, that Scooter has not personally been managing, which is, so they're unhappy about how that's happened. But
apparently he was like on vacation with his family in Hawaii and like refused to come back in the middle of all of the PR nightmare.
Wild.
I have mixed feelings about, because like, if you're on vacation with your family, fair enough. But also if you're being paid like $100 million a year, get your fucking ass up and work, you know?
It's really true. So I also would not be surprised if this is actually some much bigger actual tangle with the law kind of situation. I also wouldn't be surprised if we don't find out for like 5 years, you know.
Until there's like a scandalizing documentary out or something.
Yeah, exactly. It could be like tomorrow, but it also could be. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, I think each of us should come up with a reason as to why he's being dropped by everyone and what the scandalous news that's going to break is, okay?
I mean, I would be happy to speculate, but I'm scared we'll get sued for defamation.
I'm not.
Okay.
I think the news that's going to come out and it's going to shake the world, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready to hear this news, that's the things that Scooter Braun did?
Yeah.
I think he was personally inspired by Armie Hammer.
Okay.
But I think he was so inspired and he couldn't be one-upped. So I think he actually ate a whole person.
There are so many layers there. Why do you think this?
Because that would be iconic and hilarious. I think that he ate an entire person. I mean, not to speculate, but maybe it was one of his clients, and that's the reason his clients are leaving him. Just saying.
Yeah, no, totally. Totally. I think, like, if I could come up with 100 reasons why this is all happening, it makes complete sense for that to be in the top slot.
Yeah, no, I agree. So now you can tell me what your hypothesis is.
I think my hypothesis is
we're getting some wild angles from you this episode.
Yes, I'm on my bed.
I gather.
Yeah. My hypothesis is that he got word that there's an asteroid heading to Earth. And so he actually dumped all of his clients because he was like, I don't have time for this. I've got to go build my bunker.
Oh, so, interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Interesting. It's giving Don't Look Up.
It is a little, isn't it? Yeah.
Ironically starring Ariana Grande, one of his former clients.
Oh, so true. I forgot about that.
So, you know, maybe...
I didn't know that was totally planned.
Speaking of, like, cosmic energy and cosmic karma and shit, maybe...
The way this is all gone full circle thing. Full circle, yeah.
I mean, who knows? Who are we to say that we're wrong, you know?
So true, so true. Who was anyone to say that we're wrong? Except for Scooter Braun. He's, I suppose, the only one who can confirm right now whether this is a case of a world-ending apocalypse or cannibalism.
But why would we believe anything out of Scooter Braun's mouth, you know? Because if I was a cannibal, I would also say I'm not a cannibal.
Say that he wasn't a cannibal. He didn't say anything. He's just disappeared, hasn't he?
I don't know.
Pretty much.
He's fully... he's, like, working on a holiday island doing, like, timeshare sales. So, you know, those people at, like, the shops, the shopping malls.
Wait, is that serious or are you pulling my leg?
Who am I, a toddler? I'm not pulling your leg.
Well, you know
I'm... No, I'm being dead serious.
So, you can't...
You know those people at, like, shopping centres who are, like, harass you and you try to, like, avoid them and you walk past them because they're trying to sell you shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's one of those, but at a resort. And he's trying to sell timeshare apartments.
This feels... Right now, I feel like I did when you said to me, yeah, the Hot Wheels movie is going to be directed by what's-his-name, and it's going to star what's-his-name. And I was like, ah, that's a funny joke. And then you were like, no, I'm being 100% serious. And then you linked me to a real article. That's what I feel like I'm being gaslit, but I don't know if you're...
I'm being dead serious. Do you want to hear something else that doesn't feel real?
Yeah.
Yeah, so pictures have just come out of Kanye West and his Australian wife, Bianca Censori.
When did he get married?
Last year. Do you not remember this?
No.
Oh. She looks exactly like Kim Kardashian, but she's like an Australian architect.
That's wild. Wow.
Anyway, Photos have just come out of them, paparazzi photos of them in, they're on holiday in Venice. You know, the sinking city.
Yes.
Fully. Okay, you're not going to believe me, but fully, she's giving him head on a gondola.
You know, I full bear. Easier to believe than the Army Hammer thing, but that's still fucking crazy. Wow. Yeah,
fully. He's ass out. She's on her knees. Like, no shirt. Like.
I don't want to say that he's trying to create a Kim Kardashian moment for her, but. That's whack! Yeah.
That's his bare ass hanging out.
No. What was he thinking?
Yeah.
Was she?
I have no idea.
What was he thinking?
I don't know, but honestly, what? their relationship is giving like subservient, like she's not allowed to talk or make any decisions and she's super uncomfortable the whole time. I don't know. Allegedly by me, because the way I see them when they're doing like press and when they're like walking around the streets and stuff, she looks so uncomfortable 24/7.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so crazy.
Yeah. Genuinely wild.
I feel like I've learned information about the world that I should not have. Like, it feels like information.
Yeah, it feels illegal to know. Had
a better life. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Well.
No one else has had a divorce, have they? I'm just looking at what we talked about last time. Last time, every other celebrity couple was getting a divorce.
Right.
No, I haven't a fun game for us to play at some point. Okay.
Like right now.
Okay. I don't know if I'm prepared. Okay, basically, my idea for this game is I pull up Archive of Our Own.
Okay.
And I read some of your fan fictions out loud. No.
No!
I'm kidding. It's okay, I'm kidding. I give you a tag, like a warning tag, and you have to tell me what it means and see if you get it right or not.
Interesting. Oof. Okay, this is a fun game. This is a very fun game, considering the fact that we were recently just talking about something related to this. I can't remember what.
Yeah, wasn't it the hack?
Yeah, something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm ready for this segment to start right now.
I'm trying to, I don't really know many. Okay, wait. Well, I'm assuming, you know, dead dove don't eat.
Yes. Which basically means, like, I think a lot of people assume that it means like, oh, this is going to be a really gruesome fic. But what it actually just means is take the tags that I've written very, very seriously.
Yeah. Do you know where it's from?
I actually do. I learned this only like 2 or 3 weeks ago. It's from Arrested Development, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. I'm proud of you for knowing something about a sitcom.
I know, honestly, I did not think that was information that I would ever need in real life, but I'm glad that it was applicable so soon.
That's fair. Okay, we can start with an easy one. What's fluff?
Oh, so cute. It just means, like, light and cute content, really. That's what I would describe it as. What would you describe it as?
Interesting. Yeah, like fluffy romance, like.
Yeah.
What about ABO?
This means. Okay, no, this is alpha, beta, omega, which is like, the world of that can incorporate like basically a lot of different stuff. Kind of people can make their own rules for it, but it's like, oh my God, how would I even describe this? It's like a, oh my God, how does one describe this in the real world? It's like, I'm gonna say it's kind of like assigning. No, I don't know. Help. How would you? I'm gonna. It's like a It's like a dog, like a wolf thing.
That's not the
but
game.
It's also like I've seen people.
It's dynamics.
Say it's
like dynamics between
gender. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay.
It's dynamics.
Have you ever
if
read ones
alpha,
where they're like? Yeah. Yeah. You're in charge.
What? Have
you're
I read like ones the... where I like what?
Alpha. Where they're described as a secondary gender. I had not until recently, and I was like, what the fuck is this? Yeah, no, wild. Wild. But I suppose until recently, I'd only been reading heterofic, so. Anyway. So
that
was
what it mostly is?
Like, wait. I think I gave away way too much information there about myself instead of, like, ABO. Yeah. Dynamics, that's a great way to describe it.
Interesting. Okay, it's... why do they have to make you sign up for shit? I hate this. Crack.
Okay, this means, something that's, like, really wildly outlandish that would never happen in real life.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much.
Hmm.
I feel like I'm just getting grilled on like fandom culture.
I think crack more means, I think you're wrong on that one, and crack is more like
interesting,
batshit insane, almost psychedelic levels of craziness happening.
Oh, okay. So you would like, so it's kind of the same thing as what I said, but you're saying it's like one step further than outlandish. It's like balls to the wall.
Yeah. Okay. What about drabble?
Means it's really short. I think usually it has to be less than 300 words.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
I think there's a lot of different ways that people like classify it, but that's my understanding at least.
Okay. What about angst?
Really, like, deeply emotional, but, like, a lot of conflict, you know? So, like, typically it's, like, describing interpersonal relationships between whoever the two main characters are of the fic. So it's, like, there's, like, some kind of conflict between them. But it can be, like, external problems as well.
Okay, correct me if I'm wrong. But in my experience, angsty fics or angst fics that have been tagged with angst, a lot of the time it's in regards to like pining.
It can be. It can be. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think probably because so many fics, like their main drama is just the main couple getting together, right? So even though there is still external plot, the main point of the fic is the romance, which I think is why there's such a large focus on the pining, because also a lot of fics are a slow burn. So, yes.
Okay. The next one that you have to explain and answer for is plot. What plot?
Oh, God. Also affectionately known as porn without plot. Which so basically is exactly what I just said. It's a written form of porn. there's no plot to the story. It's just the two characters going at it.
Okay.
They're always
next
very good.
Is domestic.
Oh, okay. This is like, I mean, kind of self-explanatory, I suppose, but like it just means almost like slice of life stuff. So
yeah, I think
like,
slice of life is a good example.
Established
or a good definition, sorry.
Yeah, it's like established relationship. You're just like a little piece of the everyday life.
hand in hand with fluff often.
Often. Often. This is like a fanfiction 101.
Okay. We'll title it fanfiction 101. Fuck or die.
Okay, all right. Interesting. I personally usually only see this if there's like a sex poem situation. So I'll
that
explain
was on
both at the
same
time.
List, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it's
or ABO. It happens quite often with ABO.
Does it? Interesting. Oh, like if people are like going into a heat or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so basically, I mean, again, kind of self-explanatory. It basically means that it's a plot device that the two main characters have to have sex or they'll die. Usually, porn without plot, usually it is. And the sex pollen is just like, it's usually used to describe some kind of like external something that has forced this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So. You know, exciting stuff.
Okay, I genuinely
the best one I ever read
about
actually.
This... Yeah, no, I want to hear this.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say it was a Doctor Who one, actually.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Tenenrose.
Obviously.
Okay. Wait, sorry.
Yeah.
I genuinely don't know what this one means, and I've tried to look it up before, and I can't figure it out. Wump.
Okay. Oh, interesting. Okay, this is like, this is how I would describe it. I don't know if other people would describe it as this, but this is what I would say. Is it's kind of like hurt comfort, but without the comfort.
Okay.
It usually means
so then,
like, yeah.
I was just going to say, so then the next one I was going to ask you was DubCon.
Oh. Okay. Well, it means dubious consent. So there are like two different ways that this can kind of come into play, which is either it's like, I've seen some people use it actually to describe like role playing, like consensual non-consent role playing. But in my opinion, what it is more accurately described as is like, it's not outright sexual assault, but it's also not entirely consensual either. So like a sex pollen or a fuck or die would be DubCon because it's like the normal boundaries of consent don't apply there.
It's
because
not
it's
like
well, would these two people be having sex
consent
if they weren't in a situation kind of... Yeah, exactly. But it's also
okay,
usually it's like, I mean, yeah, usually there's like underlying feelings there, so they probably would be having sex outside of the situation, but not right now if the situation hadn't called for it, kind of thing. Yeah.
Mm.
Whereas Wump is not that. That's like, in my opinion, Wump is like, oh, this character's broken their leg and they're really sad, and that's that kind of thing, or like a sick fic almost. Get you in the feels because the character's like fucking going through it.
Interesting. OOC.
Mm. Well, out of character. So it means basically that the author has written the character completely not in the way that they have been characterized by the original source material.
Which I find funny, because that means there's like a certain self-awareness about the writer, whether they're doing it on purpose or not. It's like, interesting, okay.
It is. Well, I, in my opinion, usually that happens. A, when it's a really inexperienced author, and so even though they are aware it's happening, they don't know how to fix it. Or it's someone who is writing the characters, but they don't really actually care necessarily about the characters. They just kind of want to write in the world, and so then the characters are, like, really just a convenient way to do it. So.
Yeah. That's fair. What about a fix-it fic? What's a fix-it fic?
Oh, I love a fix-it fic. Basically, it means the author recognizes that the council has made a decision, but given it's a stupid-ass decision, they elected to ignore it. and they're basically rewriting canon from a specific moment. Canon being what actually happened in
the show or the material. Movie or the book or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm.
I'm too good at this. I know everything. I've been reading fan fiction since I was 12 years old. How old were you when you first started reading
fiction? So am I.
You got to be about the same age, right? Yeah, yeah.
Younger than 12.
You reckon?
I know. Wait, I'm trying to like find ones that aren't just like full on sexual terms.
Iconic. I mean, I would know those too, probably.
It's difficult.
So that's fair.
What
do you want? You want like a BuzzFeed article? Because if you are, that's hilarious.
No, there wasn't any. Trust me, I tried.
Okay,
what about smut? Explain what smut is.
Well, I'll go through the whole history, which, so smut basically is just, it's got sex scenes in it, it's got porn. But like it's basically almost exclusively used by fan fiction readers and authors, because in the actual book talk world, for example, they call it like spicy romance means it's got sex in it.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be, there used to be a citrus scale. Do you remember that?
I do. Yeah.
So if it was lemons, it was like outright explicit sex scenes. But if it was lime, it was just like just a little bit of something interesting, just a hint.
Yeah, which is why. Because why wouldn't you use like chilies and spice?
Yeah. It's true. I don't think people use it. Started using spicy until really recently, like in the last couple of years. To describe.
Yeah.
So. I can get that.
Okay, what about slash? Slash fanfics.
That's like same sex, right?
I think so, yeah.
That's what I'm
pretty sure anyway.
Assumed. Yeah.
You know, now I'm just scrolling through fanfics of different ships to like see ones I don't really know. Do you know how often frottage comes up in heterosexual and non-heterosexual fics?
I always find this so interesting because people like get so term specific in their tags, and then it turns out that it's just like dry humping or something, you know?
Yeah.
Like they're like kind of lingus, and then it's just pussy eating. So it's really funny the way that people like tag stuff sometimes.
No, I agree. It's hyper specific.
It's hyper specific because I'm thinking frottage, I'm pretty sure, is like a dry humping situation, but it's like it's a really specific, like, I don't know the details, so I'm just going to make them up and be like, oh, the one person has to be clothed, one is unclothed, they have to be in this specific situation, like specific, yeah, location.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't think we needed that level of detail in the tags.
Yeah, no, I agree.
But whatever. I went to just like the most recent works that have been published on AO3, and that was wild. That was a wild experience. People will be doing some weird shit.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's do our What the Fuck of the Weeks and wrap up, because I feel like this game was flawed from the beginning because we both already know pretty much all of them.
Everything, yeah, so true. But I still enjoyed it because when would I want to take an opportunity to talk about fan fiction, really?
Exactly, that's fair.
I going first or are you going first?
I think I normally go first. My What the Fuck a Week this week is breakfast food.
Interesting.
I feel like most
breakfast food.
No, I'm bringing up a conspiracy within the breakfast food community.
Okay. Interesting.
Most breakfast food is designed to be able to help you poop, right? Or make you poop.
Is it?
Well, all cereals, all oatmeals, breads, carbs with fiber, all that kind of stuff is meant to make you poop.
I totally would have said it was to keep you full and give you energy for the day.
No, I think they're mostly, I mean, yeah, but they're also mostly for poopies. And I'm like,
interesting.
It angers me that so much breakfast food is designed to make you poop. Maybe it's also meant to make you full, but it's designed to make you poop because it's like, well, if I have to eat breakfast in the morning, then that's before I have to like either go out and do errands or go out to work. And then when's that urge to poop gonna hit? In the first hour or two that you're out.
Look, how is that, while I don't...
How is that ethical?
I don't know if this is like a breakfast food conspiracy, but I do understand the anger because I also personally hate when that happens. And on top of that, I am very much a person who can't poop anywhere except for at home.
Yeah.
So...
Well, that's the other thing is it's like it's when annoying. You're forced to like poop at like the office or whatever, what's like an appropriate stressful. Amount of time to spend pooping, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
At what point do they think you've got like hemorrhoids?
Are they concerned?
Do other people even care? I don't know.
Well, I would say that I would totally not notice in an office environment if someone was gone for like 5 or 10 minutes. But once it was getting to like a 15 to 20 minute mark, I'd be like, where are they?
Yeah.
That's I'm fair. Not sure I would necessarily. I also probably when it was getting to that point, when someone came back, I'd be like, bro, what were you doing? So.
But then wouldn't but you hate to answer just... pooping?
Well, yeah, sure, of course, but that wouldn't be my first assumption. If someone was gone for 20 minutes, I wouldn't be like, oh, they've gone to the bathroom. I'd be like, wow, they might have died. So, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I understand and I can definitely feel empathy towards your... anger.
As you should. Okay, what's your what the fuck of the week?
Okay, well, it was spoon-fed by Nicholas before the episode started, but I'm going to use it anyway, which is that Ferrari F1 have just released their home races this coming weekend. So they've just released the design for their special race suit limited edition. And they look like McDonald's workers, so much so that, there have immediately been a bunch of memes. I've already sent Nicholas a photo that someone edited of them behind a Macca's counter, and it's very good. But also so much so that Lando Norris, who drives for McLaren, literally said on a stream, they're definitely better than last year's one, but this year they look like McDonald's workers, so you know, even the other drivers are piling on them about these design choices. It was a choice.
Yeah, it's an interesting one.
It was a choice. It really was.
I love that though.
I was just gonna say, and it doesn't even necessarily the suit design itself is fine, but it does not suit either of the two drivers, so it's a bit of a choice. But yeah, what were you gonna say? Sorry,
I was just gonna say I love when PR people are like extremely out of touch and just like only like a super rich person would look at those outfits and be like, yeah, no, that's not reminding me of anything. You're good to go.
I mean, again, to be honest, I should show you the photos from last year's one because they looked like it was like the whole suit was just basically bright yellow with a couple of black accents. They looked like fucking bumblebees / minions. So, again, better than last year, but still not great. Yeah. Yeah,
I feel like there's no winning with that color combination, I won't lie.
No, there really isn't. There really isn't. Usually they look fine in the usual ones. Just stick with that. Yeah. Anyway. Or do all black. Like, I feel like that's, if you're going to invert the colors for a limited edition, go black is the main color accents yellow and red. I don't know. That's just me.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Or just do like a special patch on it or something.
Yeah, a different pattern, something.
Mm.
You could do the Italian flag, like, let's be real, there's a lot of... Yeah, anyway, far be it from us to spoon feed these people ideas, but...
I mean, we're clearly better at PR than they are, so...
Clearly, clearly, yeah. Yeah, definitely some choices have been made.
All right. Okay, well, Maddie, what are your socials?
Real_Maddie_M for TikTok and Instagram. What are yours? What are the pods?
Slay. The podcasts are WTFIH Podcast on Instagram and TikTok. Which, I don't know, once we start getting in the hang of recording again, I'm sure I'll get in the hang of posting again. And everything will be fine. If you want to follow me, you can at @NIC_sushi on TikTok and Twitter. Which I still refuse to call X.
Oh my god, same. Who's calling it X? Basically no one.
Period.
Elon Musk is calling it X. That's it. Okay.
Thank you so much for listening.
No, I'm still listening to What the Fuck Is Happening in the Podcast.
What the
fuck is
happening in the
podcast? It's never gonna work.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.